Thanks, everybody. Thank you all. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Amy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Lancaster, that's Amish country, is it not?
It is.
I'm assuming you're not Amish because you're on the phone and listening to the radio.
Although rumor has it that they do have phones, but they're in the barn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think they're sneaking out to the barn to call into quiz shows?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our show, Amy. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Amy's topic?
It's not easy having green.
It's great to be rich, but the rich have their crosses to bear. And it's even worse for them because their crosses are made of solid gold and they're heavier. Our panelists are going to read you three stories about hardships for the rich, only one of which is true. Pick the real story and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yep.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
The rich aren't like you and me, declared Fitzgerald. And one might add, they don't like you and me either. They don't want us dropping by their secured houses, bumping into us at airports, or, it seems, even mingling data with our kind online. A new wave of exclusive social networking sites are being billed as safe havens for the affluent to flirt, swap fencing club advice, and find new pals without dealing with the Facebook, MySpace, hoi polloi. How's it working out? Well, it seems you and me can lie about how much money we have and join right in the fun. A smallworld.net, one of the leading snob sites, feels a whole lot smaller to many of its users since you and me figured out how to cross the velvet cyber rope. One member complained, quote, "In the real world, we are each discerning about who we make friends with. There is no reason why, when we come online, we should have to socialize with truck drivers from hick parts of the USA.
The rich members of social networking sites for rich people getting upset because of all the not rich people who are showing up. Your next story of how money can't buy everything comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Lady Genevieve Mimsheit loved the unspoiled village of Prinza, tucked in a valley in the Dolomites. So Lady Genevieve bought a villa on a hill overlooking the village, which is known for its goat cheese. It was lovely for a year or so, until several of Lady Jen's rich friends also built estates nearby. Then they all hired the goat herders as groundskeepers, personal assistants, and chauffeurs. The village got boutiques. The villagers were ecstatic. "We liked the Starbucks and the Burberries. We hated the goats," said one. But Lady Genevieve is devastated. "It's ruined, I say. All this beastly bettering of oneself is so unseemly."
A rich lady ruins a village because she bought property there. Your last story of trouble for the rich comes from Paula Poundstone.
Often forgotten during economic tough times are the feelings of the rich. The constant focus of the media and politicians on the woes of the low-income and impoverished can be emotionally devastating to the haves. The effects of the depression among the upper classes is pulling test scores down at exclusive private schools, and gated communities are feeling more isolated than they originally intended to be. "My father happens to make a lot of money," says teenage heiress Asia Wingate. "But, like, I'm still an American, aren't I? My friends in France and Switzerland certainly think so." Fortunately for the downtrodden rich, there are some resources, like psychologist Renee McCraw, who facilitates surprisingly effective support groups where clients play Monopoly in life with $1,000 less starting money than the rules require. Many of the affluent are suffering terribly emotionally from not suffering at all monetarily, says McCraw. Fortunately, their houses are big, so they can be apart fairly easily, and the summer homes help.
All right. Let's review your choices. From Tom Baudet, you heard a story about members of social networking sites exclusively for the rich are getting upset because poor people are sneaking in. From Kiri O'Connor, the story of a very miserable wealthy lady who is upset that the beautiful little village didn't say the same after she bought her villa there. Or from Paula Poundstone, the story of a new terrible problem for the rich, depression for being wealthy in poor times. Which of these is the real story of how even the most affluent still have problems?
Well, I think they all kind of sound possible, but I'm going to go with Carrie's.
You're going to go with Carrie's story?
Yeah.
About the lady who bought the villa in the beautiful village and it got ruined because all her friends bought into and now no one will herd the goats that she loved so much.
Yeah.
All right. Your story is Carrie's. Well, we actually have somebody who is affected by this problem to bring you the real story.
A Small World is the only true online networking community of well-connected people linked together through the desire to live a lavish lifestyle.
That was a young woman named Eva Marin. She is a member of a smallworld.net, which is one of the sites which is being infiltrated by us poor people. So I'm so sorry, as you have no doubt figured out, the real story was from Tom. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Kiri for her remarkable and sad story of
Thank
the
you.
Ruined village in the Dolomites.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What else do the simple folk do to perk up the heart and get through? The wee folk and the grown folk who wander to and fro have ways known to their own folk.